Mind Yoga Quick Quotes for the Neck Cue, episode number 27. Hey everyone, welcome to this week's episode of Mind Yoga Quick Quotes. My name is Annette and I'm a life coach. Okay, for those of you who are interested, I added another date for Boot Camp for Your Mind online workshop. It's going to be Wednesday, September 26th. And it's about an hour, and I'll be giving you some tools to help you have more control over your thoughts and hopefully bring some peace to your life. Check out my website, AnnetteQ.com, for further details. Go to the Bootcamp for Your Mind tab. All right, let's talk about mind yoga. What is it? It's just a term I made up. I want to encourage you to stretch your mind, to exercise your mind, just like you do your body. Our minds are so powerful, but if we don't exercise our minds, they kind of go on autopilot, and it can turn into our worst enemy when it does that. So by stretching our minds, by having an open mind, being able to think about things a little differently, we can learn to have more peace in our lives. So if this sounds like something you want to do, bring out your mental mat, your mind mat, whatever you want to call it, and listen for the next few minutes. This week's quote is, "Learn to be alone and like it. There is nothing more freeing and empowering than liking your own company." And it's by Mandy Hale. You know, 15 years ago, I would not have agreed with this quote. I rarely liked to be alone. I couldn't sit in a room without a TV or music on. Silence to me was not only deafening, it was unbearable. I preferred large crowds to small company. I wanted to be where the action was, and I was bored to tears if I didn't have plans to do something almost every night of the week. Now, let's fast forward to the present. Don't get me wrong, I still like to go out, and I definitely enjoy a good party and catching up with people. And I'm certainly not a hermit by any means. But I can honestly say I do enjoy my own company. It's kind of strange for me to even say this out loud, but I do. And now I not only agree with this quote, I totally get it. It is so freeing and empowering to like being with yourself. Maybe that sounds odd to some of you. Maybe it doesn't. There's probably some of you out there, I'm going to guess some moms in particular with little kids, who dream of being alone, even for a few minutes. But for those of you who don't like being alone, who are a bit like I was 15 years ago, I encourage you to stretch your mind and try to think of why. What is it about being alone you don't like? Why the discomfort? Having been there myself, I think I know what it might be. I used to depend on others for my happiness. If I was alone, there was no one there to make me happy, right? Well, there was me. What I didn't realize back then was I hold the key to my happiness. And by relying on others to bring happiness to me, by avoiding being alone at all costs, I was giving my power away to whoever I chose to be with, so I wasn't alone. And here's the really interesting part. They didn't even know it. Heck, I didn't even know that that's what I was doing. I was kind of subconsciously thinking, if I have to be alone, I won't be happy. So I better make plans with whoever, because then I'll be okay. Do you see how I was literally depending on someone else to make me happy? Do you ever do this? Because maybe, just maybe, if you don't like to be alone, you do do this. If you're the type of person who doesn't like to be alone at all, if you can't stand the thought of a Saturday or Sunday afternoon with no plans and no one around, I encourage you to think about this. And just for the record, I am not saying we should enjoy being alone all the time. It's not even healthy to be alone all the time. I consider myself pretty much an extrovert. I really enjoy other people's company. I enjoy being married. I feel blessed to have wonderful family and friends in my life. But even as I type this and now recording this, I'm alone in my house. My dog Karma is sitting next to me, but my husband's out for the evening. And I'm okay. I don't feel the need to call anyone, to talk, or watch a TV show, or even listen to music right now. I'm just enjoying the peace and quiet of our home and my own company. And it's very freeing and empowering at the same time. And it's something I hope you can all learn to enjoy to do too. So what's this week's challenge? Well, it depends on if you're already enjoying your own company or not. If you do, kudos to you. And I hope you get to enjoy some alone time this week. But if you don't, if being alone makes you uncomfortable, I'd like you to try to figure out why. And if you can, the next time you have some alone time, think about some things you like about yourself. Because I think if you can do this, you may start to enjoy your own company. Oh, and one more thing. This is kind of funny. You're getting a double quote here. I saw this on Facebook recently, and it said something like, when I was young, I used to sneak out of my home and go to parties. Now I sneak out of parties to go home. Oh my God, that just cracked me up. Ah, to be young and sneaking out of my bedroom window again. Youth is so wasted on the young. Okay, didn't mean to get off course there. But this week's challenge is on. Keep your mental mat out and think about this throughout the week. Remember to check out my website, AnnetteQ.com, for Bootcamp for Your Mind, or even sign up for a free short session if you're wondering what a life coach is all about. If you like my quotes, I post a daily quote on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Mind Yoga with Annette Q. I'm so grateful you listened to this. Thank you so much, and have a beautiful day. Namaste.